And it's time to get a little bit silly. Cheer yourselves up, or will it? It's time for some bizarre news brought to us by blind journalist Paul Bryce. Hello.
Well, there you are. What an introduction.
I tell you what, that was all just done off the top of my head.
Where on top of anywhere else would make you look silly.
Yes, and we wouldn't have that, would we?
No, we wouldn't.
Again. Now, are we going on an international journey of stories?
We certainly are.
Oh, fantastic.
And this is a start this week in Egypt.
Yes.
And this is a great one. This is a blow for freedom and equality.
Oh.
Because there's been a recently organised campaign to promote girls riding bikes.
In Egypt?
In Egypt.
Right.
It's been a bit of a tough time for girls who want to ride bikes, getting a lot of harassment and things, or harassment, it depends how you say it, for riding a bike. So,
why?
Just because it's a girl riding a bike.
I see.
No more than, no less. So, a wonderfully titled group called It Makes No Difference have got together, and this is boys and girls, and men and women and passengers and drivers and all that sort of thing, riding bikes and saying, come on, you know, we can't afford to take taxis anymore because it's so expensive and it gets us fit and healthy and all that sort of thing.
No matter what you do, there's always somebody has to stick their oar in, don't they?
It's dreadful, really.
It really is.
So, you know, well done and a great blow for freedom, whatever you call it, equality.
I mean, they've got the weather for it over there.
Well, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think a bike's a fantastic way of getting around.
Well, you're quite an exponent, aren't you?
Well, I've done my bit.
But, does that mean you've retired now?
No. I just, I'm in a hiatus.
Oh.
You know, it's very frosty.
How do you ride one of them?
Well, it's got a very high crossbar. Right, let's move on then.
We shall to Japan.
Mm.
We will go. And here's a novel idea.
Mm-hmm.
There's been quite a large increase of recent times in the numbers of accidents on the roads involving the elderly.
Well.
So elderly people are actually being encouraged to hand in their licence.
How old?
Oh, well, I heard of a 97-year-old priest handing in his licence. So
well, they get the best of both worlds there, but you would say, yeah, you know, you've done your bit.
What's been happening is that the authorities have come up with an idea. They've teamed up with a local restaurant chain.
Yeah.
And what happens is if you hand in your licence, you get 20% off various menus.
For how long?
For as long as. Mm-hmm. You show them your certificate that you get. And this includes something called ramen, which I'd never heard of before, which apparently is sort of a noodle broth.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite popular in Japan. And this is sort of an incentive to, you know, make people realise that you don't have to keep your licence just because you can. And, you know,
but how did they get to the restaurant?
Well, yes, maybe they encourage them to walk or cycle.
Yeah, 97.
Or
you jog.
Yeah, yes, quick run round the block, work up an appetite.
But it's funny the different ideas you get from different governments, isn't it?
Yeah, and there was a similar thing tried where they did one for sort of good driving. So you got a certificate to say what a good driver you were and things like that. So,
Do you think you'd ever get that?
they might give me one to keep me off the roads, perhaps. I don't know.
Oh, I'd bite that one.
Ah!
I know it hurts, Paul, but it's the truth.
I thought you were my friend.
I am. Believe me.
It's really.
I'm trying to protect others as well.
Funny way of showing it.
Now, don't cry. Come on.
Oh, yes. Hey. Well, I won't cry, but we'll continue on the theme of food.
As you like to.
As you like. Well, look, you know, it's a man's got to live and eat and things.
Be healthy.
And a woman as well.
Yeah.
McDonald's. Other burger chains are available. But McDonald's have recently won a court ruling, which, it's quite a strange one, this. It prevents companies from using the Mac prefix in their title. And this is in relation to a company in Singapore called the Mac Coffee Company.
Right.
And it's a little bit complicated, to say the least, but it basically means that People might think that anything with Mac in it relates to McDonald's. So,
oh, but Apple Mac?
Yeah, I think there has been a similar sort of discussion around it.
But is this a worldwide thing?
This is an EU ruling,
right,
at the moment, but it could have repercussions down the line. As I say, with it being a legal thing, it's complicated.
So you say, I'm going to go for a McCoffee, and the people say, oh, no, you're not.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what it's designed to do.
I wouldn't have thought there was, well, I suppose there must be quite a lot of companies cashing in on that then.
Yeah, I suppose there is, but it's just taken them this long to realise it.
Interesting. Because, of course, that particular chain has been struggling a bit financially, hasn't it, in recent years?
Yeah. Yes, it has.
Which surprises you.
Yes, it does. But then certainly within America, there's been the rise of other chains that have gone from strength to strength.
And they don't have scary clowns either.
Oh, good old Ronald.
Of course, I mean, one man's clown scary, might be fun for somebody else. I don't think they like clowns. But nothing personal against Ronald.
No, and I'm sure he wouldn't take it that way. But
as an aside, did you hear recently with all these killer clowns, there was a protest arranged by clowns, and it was Clowns Lives Matter.
No, I didn't.
Because they were getting put out of business. They weren't allowed to wear clown costumes for Halloween. They couldn't turn up at appearances without getting harassment. Maybe it's time to change your profession.
Oh, dear.
Yes. What do you want to be when you grow up, Simon? I'd like to be a clown. It wouldn't inspire your parents, would it?
No.
Anyway, I digress.
Well, yes. Now, I don't quite know how to approach this story, but I'll do it with delicacy.
So far.
There's going to Spain for this one, and a small town outside Madrid.
Hola.
Hola, and señor, and all that sort of stuff. And they've been on a bit of a drive recently to encourage pet owners to pick up
the poop
after themselves.
Yeah, or the pets.
Well, which is a very worthwhile campaign. Unfortunately, the inflatable
doing
has been stolen.
So, hang on, who mentioned, where did this come into, inflatable doo-doo?
Well, that's what they're using as a sort of advertising gimmick.
Right. So you walk through the park and you see this.
This is this inflatable thing.
Oh, dear.
Which is quite large.
Where are you going with this?
I'm trying to get us put off the air. And it's sort of there to say, look, please, will you pick up? And, you can't have this stuff lying around, and it's better if you pick up and all this sort of thing. Apparently, if you do, you win an egg T-shirt.
An egg? Lovely. Lovely. So somebody's run off with their doo-doo?
Yes, pretty much.
Stop that, man.
Yes. Yeah, can you imagine?
I suppose you can think of many uses for it. I mean,
They don't call it bizarre news for nothing.
They do not. So there's no trace of the doo-doo?
Not at the moment. They've had to get another one on order, apparently.
All right. But it's always best to have a backup doo-doo. I would have thought.
Yeah.
If your doo-doo goes faulty.
Yes.
Or is stolen, as the story.
As the story goes.
Yeah. So where was this again?
This is a small Spanish town outside Madrid.
Right. Don't do as I do. Do as I do do.
Do do, yes.
Anyway, that's quite bizarre.
Oh, God.
And if you've got any stories that you'd like to get in touch with me or Mr. Bryce,
we'd love to hear from you. Search for us online, RNIB Connect Radio, and God willing, we'll be there.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.